Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall.
He's a kid.
He's right. A kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yes. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Hanging out with you. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And this following show has been brought to you by Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro. Here's the deal. Here's how it goes. Call Dwayne at 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. And when you tell Dwayne the mattress guy that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour, he will hook you up with the best possible deal. And if you're listening live on Z Radio Live, hi. Listen to Hoppy Hour by searching Hoppy Radio on every single major platform. But if you're listening on the podcast, you're already doing that. So let's get right into it.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Johnny Depp is ready to move on after winning his defamation case against his ex-wife, Amber Heard.
If he's ready to move on, he'll be making some movies, he'll be making some TV shows, and not talking about it anymore. This will be the ultimate test of what Johnny Depp is. This will be the ultimate test of what he wants to do. If he actually moves on or keeps being an attention whore. Because you can say all you want that you're ready to move on. You can say all you want, blah, blah, blah. But if you're really not ready to move on, don't go out and say that you're ready to move on.
A source tells ET he's looking forward to his future, especially his career.
If I've gained some degree of success in this industry, I mean, I'm really, it's been very good to me.
Oh, you don't say. Your success has been good to you? No way. We didn't know that.
Wednesday, a jury ruled in Johnny's favor, awarding him $15 million in damages.
What I'm wondering is how the hell is Amber Heard going to pay for that? I'm genuinely wondering, how is she going to pay for that?
Deciding he was, in fact, defamed by Amber's 2018 op-ed in the Washington Post.
Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes.
The source says following the verdict, Johnny is feeling really good and positive.
Duh. Of course he's going to be happy. As a man, he finally won a defamation case. Usually men lose it. Hashtag men too, which everyone's been doing recently. Get what they did there? They're making fun of hashtag me too. Every dude is going out there and saying, hashtag men too. Hashtag men too. Blah, blah. We get the point. You're not impressing us. Why are you not impressing us? Because, that's right. he's also a dirtbag. It's not like he's clean cut. It's not like he's innocent. Just saying.
Quote, he feels like things are on the upswing for him and like he cleared his name. He's looking forward to the future, both personally and professionally, and feels like he got his career back.
Well, he definitely did. I think he should be brought back onto Pirates of the Caribbean, because literally without him, it's just a dumb movie about pirates. Oh, wait, that's right. It was the same thing when he was there. The first one was okay. It's very 2003. It's very good. But besides that, you're not really going, oh, Johnny Depp, please come back, unless you're a Disney fan and you love Johnny Depp. But let's be real here. Anybody could have played the role of Jack Sparrow. He didn't really go out of his way and do anything really that amazing. He's an okay actor, but we need to relax on this whole bowing down to Johnny Depp.
And now, Johnny's focus, seemingly, on music.
Yeah.
That's Johnny stepping out with guitarist Jeff Beck in Glasgow, Scotland. Rock.
Hell yeah. When you want to go out, you go to Scotland with Jeff Beck. That's where you get the best cocaine. And trust me, Johnny Depp would know about cocaine.
Rocking a plaid coat, black jeans, and a beanie. Johnny's been on the road with Jeff for his UK tour. The two are set to hit the stage together at Glasgow Royal Concert Hall Friday night.
Hell yeah, can't wait. It's going to be a great show. We'll all be there hanging out, supporting Johnny. We'll be like, yeah, you meant to. Yeah, you're a dirtbag and a drunk and a loser. But because you beat Amber Heard, we're going to pretend like you weren't guilty at all.
Marking his fourth appearance with the rocker, showing off his guitar skills. But let's pivot to Amber and how she's doing following the trial.
How's the poor angel doing? We're so worried about that crazy sociopathic BPD loser.
Our source says the actress has been really distraught and upset.
Yeah, I mean, I would be too if I literally had to pay $2 million to my ex. Also, I don't know, with all the money she has, there's a conspiracy out there that Elon Musk paid for her trial. I don't know, man. Her lawyer was so atrocious. Out of all the money you have and all the resources you have, that's who you pick as your lawyer? She seemed like a nice woman, but that's not somebody that should be representing the elite.
Trying to lay low and take care of herself. And she's got family by her side, including her sister Whitney, who was there every step of the way through the trial.
Oh, thank God. Whitney really helped out.
The source adds, she feels really sad and overwhelmed. It's just a very difficult time in general.
Oh yeah, the poor baby. How are you going to survive? The inflation out there, gas is about to be $20 per gallon in San Francisco and California, but oh, we're worried about Amber Heard.
Has Mr. Depp proven, by a greater weight of the evidence,
yeah,
that, question, the statement was made or published by Ms. Heard? Answer, yes.
But for Amber, she's willing to give it one last shot by a...
Duh, what else do you have to lose? Of course you're going to give it another shot. You lost. You might as well try again. Just waste more money.
Appealing the decision.
Elaine, how is she today? What is her next move?
She's right. Well, her next move is appeal. There were
but
a
she's
number.
She's heartbroken.
She is.
Her next move is an appeal because I suck as a lawyer. I mean, literally, she did everything kind of right. She wasn't able to cry because she's got borderline personality disorder and is probably a sociopath, so she's not able to cry or show any emotion. But literally, you are a blonde woman. You went into court never putting on makeup so you could come off like a victim, even though you were kind of a victim. You were. You were worse, but you were also a victim, and you lost. That lawyer did you no help. And of course the lawyer is going to want to appeal it. The lawyer is going to want more money.
Heartbroken. And one of the first things that she said when she came back from the verdict, when we went into the conference room, was, I am so sorry to all these women.
Okay. I don't think your lawyer feels that sorry. She hears the money coming in.
She said that?
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, the woman can be about women's rights all they want, a blah, a blah, a blah. But that was a money sign for her, especially with the conspiracy that Elon Musk was paying for it.
felt like she had let down all of these women because she had more evidence than most people do.
And oh, that's great, but you lost. Loser!
Yet they still didn't believe her.
Yeah, she's kind of hard to believe. She crapped on a bed and sucks at acting.
Mobbed by fans screaming his name.
Yeah, Johnny, please ruin my life. Johnny Depp's one of those dudes where it's like women think because he's a bad boy that they could fix him, that he wouldn't ruin their life.
Johnny got the biggest rock star reception he's seen in years.
Yeah, not since like 2001, man.
He signed autograph after autograph after performing with Jeff Beck, as he has several times over the past week.
I probably can't play that because of the copyright. But yeah, he's out there hanging out with the people, just being an everyday average Joe. Because when I think of someone that is relatable, when I think of someone that is someone you want to hang out with, I'm thinking of Jonathan Depp. He is such a good guy. He's someone, if I had a daughter, I would totally want him to come home to my house for Thanksgiving dinner. Not at all. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can say all you want about Johnny Depp, but we got to at least admit that he's a dirtbag. This is from the Daily Mail. Twitter says it will force through Elon Musk's $44 billion takeover at the agreed price, and its bosses slapped down his threat to abandon merger due to thwarting of his right to detail on fake accounts. Elon Musk has threatened to walk away from his $44 billion Twitter deal. He claims the platform is refusing to disclose information about spam accounts. He plans to conduct an analysis on how many fake users are on Twitter. Musk claims Twitter's withholding the data is clearly a material breach of their deal. Yeah, Jack Dorsey, the man who created Twitter, even though he's not there anymore, you can kind of tell that he's a dummy. You can kind of tell that he's a liberal idiot. So you have Elon Musk come in literally saying, hey, can I see the analytics? Hey, can I see the facts? Hey, can you prove to me that this thing is worth it? And they're like, because they know that they've been caught. A lot of people have spam accounts on Twitter that follow them. I mean, come on now. And honestly, I'm not saying Elon Musk is better than Twitter, but Elon Musk and Twitter would only work if Twitter was honest and if Twitter was genuine. But the problem is, it's probably the most hateful site out there. There is just pure negativity on Twitter because everybody can run their mouth from their living room and piss off Kevin Durant. Everybody can run their mouth from their living room and piss off Chrissy Teigen. It's not really a healthy thing. So Elon Musk, I thought, was going to save Twitter, but Twitter doesn't want to be saved because then their analytics of how many actual active users they have would be exposed. It's kind of like back in the day, radio shows would have huge ratings and TV shows would have huge ratings because you would just write down what you listened to. So they would say, I listened to this morning show the whole morning. But then when they added PPM ratings in 2006, they noticed that you were only listening for 10 minutes. So a lot of shows went downhill. That's the same thing that would happen with Twitter. In this comparison, if Elon Musk took over, you would find out that people were not on it as long. And Twitter doesn't want to be exposed. I've never gone on Twitter and been in a good mood. I've never gone on Twitter and been like, oh my God, I feel better about myself. Twitter's not really a positive place. Twitter's not really a place that makes you feel good, that makes you feel accomplished. You actually kind of feel like a loser when you're on Twitter. Even when you get a good message on Twitter, it's kind of hard to believe. Even when you get the most amazing message on Twitter, it's kind of hard to believe. It just has bad vibes. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Now, I'm trying to get into the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, I'm trying to become a fan of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Shut up!
No, I'm being serious. I really, really want to become a fan of the Tampa Bay Rays, but they're making it kind of hard, and we'll find out about it right after this on
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. We'll be right back.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, this following show has been brought to you by Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro. When I tell you that Dwayne the Mattress Guy is the best around, I'm a man of my words, I would not lie to you. Here's the thing. You can go to any of the chain places and you're going to get ripped off by somebody wearing a Rolex, by somebody driving a Mercedes that's just trying to sell a bed. But Dwayne the Mattress Guy will check your credit and work around it, and you'll save between 50 to 75% off even if you didn't hear this live read. But when you mention that you heard about it on Happy Hour, he's going to hook you up. You spend one-third of your life in bed. Some of the most fun things, some of the most pleasurable experiences happen while laying down. So you want to make sure that your bed is comfortable. For all the info, call Dwayne the Mattress Guy at 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. And tell Dwayne the Mattress Guy that you heard about it on
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All right. So I have been in Tampa Bay now for more than 7 years. Oh, how time flies. And I've had an on and off relationship with the Tampa Bay Rays. Like when they go to the playoffs, I root for them. And I've been trying to root for them more. I really have. I want them to succeed. But when you see headlines like this that are a little homophobic, no, it does not represent the whole team, but it makes you look at some of the players and you go, really? I think we need to have a talk here real quick. You can believe in God all you want, blah, blah, blah. I like to think he's real. He's probably not. And if there is something, it's not what we think it is. But I would like to think if there's an almighty man in the sky that just cares about us, yeah, he wouldn't care if someone wants to identify as another gender, if they want to have sex with the same sex, or whatever goes under the umbrella of the LGBTQ plus community. And St. Petersburg, Florida is very gay. And it's Pride Month, so it's been very gay. So it makes you go, oh yeah, we're 100% in the clear. It makes you think for a second. I probably think this because I'm hetero and I don't have to deal with the discrimination, but I go, oh yeah, we're good. There ain't no problem here. We have a problem. And it's not the Tampa Bay Rays attendance. Five Tampa Bay Rays players refused to wear uniforms with LGBTQ rainbow for Pride Month, citing to make a faith-based decision. It's just so old school and sad. I was even confused growing up. I grew up Roman Catholic. It was forced down my throat. And I was like, who cares? I've always been such a selfish only child that I don't care. The Tampa Bay Rays issued rainbow-colored uniforms and caps for Saturday's game against the White Sox. At least five players refused to wear it for faith-based reasons. Oh, but I'm sure the preachers that preach at your church, whatever you go to, I'm sure they're not having any gay tendencies. Because when I think of completely non-gay individuals, I think of preachers. Ray's manager, Kevin Cash, said the team wants to support our players that choose to wear or choose not to wear to the best of our capabilities. And I mean, that's what you have to do. It's just, if you don't want to wear a rainbow because, my faith-based reasons, you're an asshole. You're just not somebody I want to hang out with. You got really deep kinks that you're just embarrassed of. You're ashamed. You're embarrassed. And I'm sure you're so loyal to your significant other. You ever notice the people that always preach about, oh, blah, blah, blah to the this, blah, blah, blah to that are the ones that are the biggest sluts? Yeah. Last month, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis refused to approve $35 million in funding for the team's spring training due to its stance on gun violence. Another thing is, like, Ron DeSantis, you get what you vote for, and when you have complete freedom during COVID, that's great and all. But we were like the only place that did it. So what I mean by that is when you get a nut job who doesn't think COVID's real, and I'm not going down a COVID hole. I'm really glad. I don't know. I don't want to say things were shut down because people died, but I just couldn't have done it with my ADHD. I look at San Francisco, a city that's like, you got to wear masks. We allow homeless people to take big shits in the middle of our road. Like last night when I was watching the Warriors game, it was quite hilarious. Whenever they were showing like highlights of San Francisco, it was like the block that Full House was on. And it was like the water, because there's really not that much in San Francisco that's worth showing on TV. Like, you know, when the New Orleans Saints are on TV, they'll show the saxophone players doing their jazz music, or in Chicago, they only show the skyline. The cities that are really dirty, yeah. So what I'm saying is you look at San Francisco and it acts like it's worth paying for $8 a gallon to deal with shit in the middle of the road. And then you look at Florida, and it's everything's kind of cool here in a way, but then you have a governor that kind of wants to get rid of abortion rights, and that's a little nerve-wracking, and then doesn't want to help out the funding for the spring training site due to gun violence and what they think about it. And, like, I'm very indifferent about guns. I just think there should be a little more of a process on getting them. I think it's a little too easy. I don't think banning guns would help the cause, because like they say, the criminals are going to get the guns. But I think you need to go through a mental health little survey, little test. I mean, you don't just give someone a license. I mean, in Florida you do, but in Illinois I failed my first test. You know, like, you should kind of, why am I even talking about guns in Florida if they're letting anybody get a license and nothing's going to change? I'm very confused. I'm not confused about this. LeBron James urges Biden to bring Brittany Griner from the WNBA home swiftly and safely amid mounting calls for her release from hellhole Russia prison. Yeah, Brittany Griner messed up a little bit. If you don't know, she's a good basketball player. I believe she played at Baylor. She dunks in the NBA or in the WNBA. I think she would hold her own in the NBA. Like, I don't think she'd be out there killing it like she does in the WNBA, but she could play amongst the men. She's good. She's a dummy. Weed laws are already messed up in America. Medical marijuana is a joke, but it's nothing more than a cash grab. It's a felony to have a pen without a medical card. But you can go through the process of pretrial intervention, which is probation, blah, blah, blah. In America, you're going to have to pay it off. Get the lawyer, go to court, whatever, but it gets solved. But yeah, Russia, they don't really care that you play for the Phoenix Mercury. I mean, people don't really care in America. But that's not the point. What I'm saying is, why are you bringing a drug to Russia, a country that already hates us, a country that's pretty evil, not the civilians, the people that lead it, because I do feel bad for people that are Russian that are probably getting discriminated against, that are like, I don't like Putin. That's just... And the funny part is LeBron James is urging Biden to bring Brittney Griner home. And what's funny is she would have been home already if the orange man, the Trumper, if he was in office, she would have been home 3 months ago. I don't think Joe Biden even knows that he's alive. I don't even think he knows that women play basketball. I don't think he's aware that there's even the NBA. So he's not going to even know what the WNBA is. He thought the commissioner of the NHL, Gary Bettman, was Gary Batman. He's not a smart guy. Joe Biden has never been smart. He's always spoken like an idiot. Now he just has dementia. And LeBron James is urging Biden to bring Brittney Griner home when Biden doesn't even know where he's at any time. Yeah, good luck with that. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of our dementia patient as a president, I saw this headline and I really wanted to puke. Now, I don't want to think about puking because I just had a whole rotisserie chicken and mashed potatoes after my boxing workout at Amir Academy of Martial Arts, which I'll get to in a second. But I'm pretty close to vomiting when I see this here. It's just, it's so sad what Jimmy Kimmel has become. I'll read the headline to you, and then I'm going to explain my hate relationship with Jimmy Kimmel. President Joe Biden will appear on Jimmy Kimmel Live this week for first in-person interview on late-night show since being sworn into office. And you better believe, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that I will be playing the audio of this. Okay. I'm not going to even get to the Biden part yet of him being on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Jimmy Kimmel, quite possibly, might be the biggest phony to ever live on this planet. And it's unbelievable how uncancelable he is. It's unbelievable that The Man Show was on for 5 years. It's funny in a sexist way. It doesn't hold up at all. It barely held up during its run in the early 2000s. It's funny, but it's very sexist. Like, I remember there was a skit where Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel were playing, like, home improvement guys, because Adam Carolla is a handyman. He's a blue-collar guy that became a millionaire, shock jock, was on Loveline, blah, blah, blah. And I remember there was a skit where they're walking around like a wannabe Home Depot, and they're in the paint section, and he's like, this paint is period red, this one is shit brown, and this one is semen white. And the crowd laughs. It was funny when you're a freshman in high school. It would make me chuckle now, but I wouldn't be like, oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel that wore blackface impersonating Karl Malone and treated women like garbage. Oh, now he's for women's rights. And now he's the authority on guns. And he's the authority. It's unfathomable. It's unbelievable that nobody has even tried to cancel him. I think it's because deep down he's kind of a nice guy. Like when he was dating Sarah Silverman, he was awesome, man. He was hilarious. She was funny, blah, blah, blah. But this woman that he's married to, Molly, has really made him into a liberal bitch. Joe Biden is set to appear on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Wednesday. The appearance will mark Biden's first appearance on a late-night talk show since he was sworn into office on January 2021. Jimmy Kimmel tweeted, our very elected president, Joe Biden, visits Jimmy Kimmel Live Wednesday night. No malarkey. He left out the part that he won't have kids around to have Joe Biden play with their hair. Yeah, like, it's just unbelievable. And then he interviewed Hunter Biden about the book that no one bought on Amazon. The interview will be filmed at El Capitan Entertainment Center on Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles. Biden has also appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, but he appeared virtually. He also was on Colbert's Dumb Show. Oh, I'm sure Jimmy's going to ask him the hard-hitting questions. I don't like either party. But you know what I despise more than anything on this planet? There's a lot of things I despise. But a millionaire liberal. Because it's just a game to them. It's just a game to Jimmy Kimmel. He's not affected by the gas prices in Los Angeles. He's not affected by the rising rent. He's not affected by the inflation. A fucking box of bacon that was $3.99 two, 3 years ago is $8.99. And that would be one meal for me. It's ridiculous. And Jimmy Kimmel is going to ask him softball things. He's not going to ask him anything. And Joe Biden, I literally will have to watch this because a lot of times they have like pre-written jokes, obviously, and he's just going to like talk over it and the crowd's going to be like, it's a dementia patient. They should literally have a test. Who's more of a dementia patient? Jimmy Kimmel or Joe Biden? The interview comes as Biden has been criticized for rarely holding press briefings. Biden waited the longest of any other president in the last 100 years to hold a formal Q&A. He has been accused of getting an easy ride by the liberal media, which has also been slammed for praising him. Duh. It's unbelievable. There are a lot of liberals out there that don't like Biden. But the liberals that don't like Biden are the ones that can't afford the gas prices or the inflation. But the millionaires that didn't like Trump and blah, blah, you will always hear them defend Joe Biden. And it's dumb. It's insane. It's just so infuriating. But that's as political as we're going to get on this show. A 24th woman is suing Deshaun Watson for sexual misconduct. The masseuse said she quit after he began jacking off during the session. Ah, it's a great guy. And Baker Mayfield allegedly cheated on his wife. What football player doesn't, by getting a BJ in the parking lot of a Cheesecake Factory, which is the most Cleveland thing ever. But yeah, let's replace him for the man of character who has 24 women suing him for sexual misconduct. And I don't get dudes that like are aggressive towards women and like force it. Because there's nothing better than consent, obviously, but it's hot because the girl or whatever you identify as wants to do it. But I'm not really surprised that Cleveland would have a quarterback that has 24 lawsuits for sexual misconduct. The famous people of Cleveland don't really have moral, don't really have character, but that's not really a surprise because, I mean, Cleveland, I lived there. If it was sunny, it would be okay. But it's not. It is not a good place. It's okay if you want to have mediocrity, but Joakim Noah said it best 12 years ago.
I don't know about this place, man. I just stayed in my hotel room, man. Every time.
So he played for the Chicago Bulls, and they were playing LeBron in the playoffs 13 whatever years ago. Who cares at this point?
I don't know about this place, man. I just stayed in my hotel room, man. Every time I look out my window, it's pretty depressing out here, man. It's bad. It's bad.
So you're not going out?
No. No going out in Cleveland, man. It's all factories.
Do you regret anything that you said about Cleveland?
Not at all. You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. I mean, what's so good about Cleveland?
Have you ever been booed as much in your life?
Yeah.
When were you booed more than this?
I was booed a lot. My whole life I've been booed. College, I was getting booed a lot. Boston, they don't like me over there. And they don't like me over here either. It's okay. I have my friends, I don't care.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone. Under construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire. It's so polluted that all our fish have AIDS. We see the sun almost three times a year. This guy has at least two DUIs. The flats look like a Scooby-Doo ghost town. Don't slow down in East Cleveland or you'll die. Our economy's based on LeBron James. Buy a house for the price of a VCR. Our main export is crippling depression. We're so... It could be worse though, at least we're not Detroit! We're not Detroit!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment. Let me tell you. So today, for the first time in 14 months, I actually went to Amir Academy of Martial Arts. And oh my God, the place was flawless before, but it is state of the art. So for a while now, I've been saying they have class Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No, no, no. They have class Monday through Friday, and you can do personal workouts as well. It is unbelievable. So go to AmirAcademy.com. And Amir is just a peer class act. It is a family vibe there. It is very good. And I just cannot recommend to you enough about Amir Academy of Martial Arts. 2800 22nd Street North. I almost said, and that's in Cleveland. I'm sorry, Amir.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOBBY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hobby Radio. You can always email me, RyanHobbyRadio@gmail.com. So I've always been very indifferent about everyone's favorite TV anchor known as Steve Harvey. I only said that because I have a hard time with STs. His morning show in the 2000s was good when he showed up. Then he just had Uncle Tommy and forget her name. I think her name's Strawberry. They would show up and do the show, but Harvey wasn't there. He was doing Family Feud. He was doing a scripted moment when he pretended not to know the model's name for the Miss Universe or whatever 7 years ago. And now his daughter is broken up from Michael B. Jordan. But before we get into everything with Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan's breakup, I got to give Steve Harvey a shout out for having one of the best intros in all of morning radio. Makes you want to have some wine. Steve Harvey. Put your hands together because I won't look at you in the hall because I'm an asshole and I probably gave my daughter daddy issues. I never show up to my show. And I make $7 million a year. Ridiculous. I mean, you can say what you want about that ass hat. This is quite the intro. Makes you want to get down, makes you want to party. They should play this in the club. All right, I'm nauseated now.
Happy Hot Topic!
Things happen. It's hard to be young and in the limelight and have a successful relationship.
Following Lori Hart.
By talking about your daughter, you're putting her even more in the limelight. Oh, your father of the year!
Relationship.
Following Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan's breakup, the man we really want to hear from in this whole thing is speaking out. Lori's dad, Steve Harvey.
Who's ever said, oh my God, I must hear from him? I'm very indifferent about him because I know he's an asshole, but I love his brand. And I'm a fan, but I despise him. Kind of like people that are fans of John Mulaney or any of those asshole celebrities. Or like if you're a creep and you're a fan of Patton Oswalt because you're a weird liberal. Like when you know someone's a bad person, but you enjoy their brand. Yeah.
Steve has been very open in the past about the relationship, often singling Michael out for some good-natured jokes. So now...
Get away from my daughter!
Naturally, everyone is anxious to know what he thinks of the split. And he gives fans his take on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, wow, he showed up for work!
His tone is basically, it is what it is.
Yeah, she's gonna date some rapper now, I don't like that.
First, he wants to make this about him.
You wanna talk about...
Steve Harvey making it about him. I literally live the most ridiculous life ever. I work in radio and I cannot pronounce STs. Him making it about him? Whoa!
It is what it is. But first, he wants to make this about him.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay, so how you
What's
feel?
What's going on?
We're on the air right now with it.
Yeah.
I feel fine.
I can't
stand
you.
I'm fine. Damn. Ain't changed my life, man.
I ain't talked to my daughter, so it doesn't matter.
I still got to go to work. I still got to turn these corners. Mm-hmm. I still got to take care of my family.
I got to pretend that I care about my daughter.
Oh, no, man, I've heard about it, you know.
I heard a little something. Texted her first time in a month.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm Team Lori, so.
Are you? Lori. Yeah. Oh, I bet you're such an attentive father.
1,000%, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. You do you.
My daughter, I love her. I support her, you know. You know, he's still a cool guy, you know.
Yeah, from what you guys have. Yeah.
I mean, you know. So.
All right, I don't need to play a show.
Hey, guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup. And let's start off with some unfortunate news, starting with Shakira and Gerard Piqué.
No!
The international singing sensation and her Spanish soccer star partner are going their separate ways after 11 years together.
She's like, God, I need to quit dating a soccer player. Lame.
These two announced the decision to split this weekend through a PR statement. And according to the former couple, this is for the well-being of their children.
Yeah, even though he wasn't living with them and was in another country, him and Harvey should have a contest of who's a bigger deadbeat.
For those of you who might not know, Shakira and Gerard share two sons, Sasha and Milan, together.
Yeah.
Something has to be in the air right now. First, Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey, and now this.
It has been a divorce season lately. It's been kind of eerie.
This. Switching gears to Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
Another breakup.
Speaking of exes, the former superstar couple both performed individually at the iHeartRadio Wango Tango within minutes of each other over the weekend. And to add even more excitement, the Havana singer and the Treat You Better hitmaker barely missed running into each other on the red carpet.
Now, oh, I'm sure that wasn't planned at all.
Now, although the exes were never reunited publicly at the event, this was the second close encounter for the pair as they both attended the Met Gala back in May. According to an inside source close to Sean, the Met Gala meetup was anything but dramatic, and their interaction was friendly and authentic.
The dramatic part of the Met Gala was all those dumb outfits.
Okay, but now onto one of the weirdest stories of the day, and that's Justin and Hailey Bieber reportedly getting turned away from a famous dining spot in New York City.
I would do that too if I had the power. First it was Diplo at his event, now this, I love this.
Entertainment Tonight reported that the couple were treated like anyone else would be when they tried to get into the restaurant Carbone without a reservation.
I love that, man. That is great.
Now, for some, this might have been the most embarrassing and humbling thing ever, but the couple didn't let that put a damper on their dinner plans.
They went to Nathan's to get some hot dogs and whatever.
According to ET's source, Justin and Haley went to the nearby Cipriani Socialista instead and had a great time.
Oh, that's good. I was worried that their dinner wasn't a good time, but now that I know it was a good time, my life is forever improved. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
He never holds back.
I don't.
And he speaks his mind.
Oh, I do.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This week, investors will get the latest gauge on how quickly prices are rising across the country. That report is due this Friday.
Here's what's frightening. So I'm not saying there's a solution to all the inflation, but I love how the media every day is like, oh yeah, it's going to be $100 a gallon soon for gas. Like, there's no solution. And I don't know if it's because we have a dementia patient as a president, but it literally feels like we're kind of fucked.
CBS 2's Tom Waite is in Los Angeles with more on the surging fuel prices and what it means for summer travel.
Yeah.
Millions of Americans are on the move for vacation, but they're facing packed airports, crowded cruises, and pricey hotel stays. For many, summer fun could be a real budget buster. Mm.
Every time I have to fill up, it's like it hurts a little bit.
It really does. It really, really does.
For those taking a road trip, gas nationwide is averaging $4.84 a gallon.
Unless you're in San Francisco, then it's like, you know how when you go to some gas places, if you go to like a Citgo or whatever, and you get a car wash, you can save 25 cents. In San Francisco, if you take a shit right in front of the pump, you get 50% off.
A year ago, it was just over $3.
The gas is killing me.
Rental cars, if you can find one, are more expensive than before the pandemic.
And how are we supposed to live? I literally think about this concept all the time, and I know it's not an original thought, but we literally did not sign up to be here. I'm glad my parents gave birth to me, I guess. But what are we supposed to do?
Hotel prices are up 42% from a year ago, and airfares 45% for flights.
And it's literally the same planet. But at least we have paper straws. Thank God. Jesus Christ.
Fires, it only adds to the frustration.
Yeah, things aren't good. 856-49-HOPPY. You're telling me that Kate Middleton's son would throw a temper tantrum in public? There's no way they would pretend, or there's no way they would produce a pretentious kid.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Prince Louis is the meme. Prince Louis is the meme gift that keeps on giving. The four-year-old royal was in the public eye more than usual since Thursday to celebrate his great-grandmother, Queen Elizabeth's 70th year on the throne, for her platinum jubilee. But Louis had no problem stealing the show.
I don't even know what a jubilee is, and I'm glad. God, it seemed like a pretentious event. All those asswipes act like Prince Andrew's not a person. Fuck you.
Recently on Sunday, during the Platinum Pageant on the Mall, Prince Louis was seen making a myriad of faces to his mom, Kate Middleton, and even throwing a temper tantrum.
I would too if I had to go to a royal family event. I would too if Prince Andrew was my uncle.
The little royal started off by pointing out exciting parts of the pageant to his mother, to quickly covering her mouth as she tried to talk to him.
Yeah, but I would too if that was my mom.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Kaley Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. You can get your beard trimmed. You can get a haircut. You can get whatever the hell you want with Rich Kaley. He is over at Salon Lofts on Kennedy Boulevard. You can't just show up and go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? No. You got to sign up at richkbarber.com, and you might have to wait a few days. But don't worry, it is utterly worth it. He's the best barber around. He's one of my best friends. And when you go there and you tell him that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour, Rich Kaley will hook you up.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Whoa, hey. Oh, hey.
It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Go to RyanHoppyRadio.com and you can Snapchat me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. All social media is at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Duh. And as a quick reminder,
yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
You can listen on Spreaker, Mixcloud, TuneIn, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Mixcloud. Search up Hoppy Radio. And I think I said Amazon Music. If I didn't, I'll say it again. Amazon Music.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic.
It's a sight to see. Cardi B is taking over L.A.'s Pride Parade.
Hell yeah.
This how you get the party started.
I would love to party with her. She'd be a fun time. All right, I got to skip over that. There's music.
After she made a surprise appearance at West Hollywood's Pride celebrations over the weekend.
You ready to get wet?
Yeah. I can't play any of this. So it's just her partying at the Pride Parade. Look it up. It's good.
What the hell?
Good morning, aviators.
Good morning, boomers that are living in the past by loving Top Gun.
This is your captain speaking.
And we're off.
Chills.
Yeah.
And chills.
Go. Yep.
All right, today's Can't Miss Today, the movie that everybody wants to see in theaters.
Yeah, if you're living in the past.
Top Gun Maverick setting yet another record. Get this, you guys, global box office.
Wow. Yeah.
It has now crossed the $500 million mark. It's only been out for 2 weeks.
It's going to make $1 billion.
Yeah.
It was the highest rated Memorial Day weekend movie ever.
That's amazing.
Wow. Thank you for that info, Hoda.
Ever.
Yeah.
Period.
I'm happy for Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I am too.
Right?
Absolutely.
He really fought for it because it was shot back in 2019. Yeah. They didn't want to really, over the pandemic, I guess there was debate about should we put it out in streaming.
Right,
he
right.
said no. He stuck okay. to his.
Yeah, duh. That's not really a movie you watch on HBO Max.
Seen it on this table.
Yep, we still haven't had a chance to see it. Have you had it?
You guys saw it. You haven't seen
I want to go
yet.
See it again and go and see it.
Oh, well,
it
good.
IMAX.
You can take it.
Yeah, Al Roker, you live in the past. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
A new study found social media use among American children and teens increased by 17% over the last 2 years. A Pew Research study shows that 21% of parents with kids under 11 years old reported their child used TikTok. That's up from 13% in 2020. And the use of other social media sites nearly doubled in the last 2 years, from 8% to 17%. For more on this, I'm joined by Dr. Warren Eng. He's the president of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and a professor of psychiatry at Columbia University Medical Center. Dr. Eng, welcome. Thanks very much for being here to talk about this. It's a really important issue. And, you know, you look at that time frame and you think the pandemic, that would seem to be what might account for this increase. Why do you think kids are spending more time than ever on social media?
Thank you so much for having me. I think this is such an important topic, and thank you for spending time on it. I think that...
All right. You are so exciting.
This is really happening from a number of different reasons. And we can appreciate that the pandemic has definitely really turned the world upside down for young.
All right. He's one of those guys that just wants to hear himself on TV and goes, the pandemic affected a lot of people. Duh. 856-49-HOPPY.
I want to thank disappointment and failure for teaching me to be strong. I want to thank disappointment and failure for teaching me to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And my children for teaching me to love.
What about Mark Anthony knocking you up? It's the most cheering J-Lo's had this whole decade.
Jennifer Lopez left it all on the stage at the 2022 MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Mm.
The superstar received the Generation Award at Sunday's big show and
Selena should have got that if she never died.
Accepted the honor with an emotional speech that brought her to tears.
Yeah, can we be real and just say that without Selena, J-Lo wouldn't have had a career? If Selena never died, J-Lo wouldn't have had a career. She's an auto-tuned version of Selena.
J-Lo thanked her 14-year-old twins, along with her fans and longtime manager Benny Medina, for helping her reach her dreams, even the naysayers too. And she became overcome with emotion when reflecting on the love and support she has around her.
Ah, it's good. Do you treat people, though, well? I'm sure she treats people the same way that the people she loves treat her.
I want to thank all the people who told me to my face or when I wasn't in the room that I couldn't do this.
So that means you let the haters bother you. She's one of those, I don't let the hate bother me at all, even though I'm going to bring it up in an acceptance speech. It bothers you a little bit.
I don't think I could have done it without you.
If you're letting haters motivate you, like letting haters motivate you is one of the dumbest things ever. Because then you're always waiting for them to go, no, I was wrong for hating you. But you're giving them the time of day. And you know, the haters she does have are watching this going, I did affect her. Prove the haters wrong. The dumbest thing ever. Prove yourself that you can do it wrong. I think I said that wrong, but I'm just going to move on. I don't care.
And I know I couldn't have done it without the fans who saw the movies.
Your love don't cost a thing, right? Besides a $1 million ring. Right?
And just in case you thought she forgot about fiancé Ben Affleck, she made sure to give her beau a quick shout-out before her...
Yeah, you really gave me some good sacks before this.
...big exit.
I love you, thank you, and Ben and everybody at home. Wait for me to have dinner, I'll be home by 7.
First, I gotta go get some Botox done.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, business cards, yard signs, banners, whatever the hell you need printed up, let me tell you. WestchasePrinting.com can do that. And DJ Tone Tampa and Westchase Printing on Instagram. And when you go there, you were already going to get hooked up with a great deal. But when you tell him that you heard about it on Happy Hour, he's going to hook you up. Because he's that type of guy. He's a really good dude. For all the info, WestchasePrinting.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black, or Sasquatch, even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You get the drill.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey call it quits after just over a year of dating.
Ah, it's nothing. They gotta quit playing the music. Copyright rules. I can't do it.
Actually, over for the power couple. A source tells ET 25-year-old Lori and 35-year-old Michael, quote,
that's the biggest problem, the age gap.
We're at different stages in their lives. The two of them are trying to move on, but they're both heartbroken and upset.
That sucks. So just have a kid, huh, Lori. Ah, it's them playing in the water. That really translates into radio. Let's hear from our favorite supervillain, known as Jada Pinkett, Dirty Rodden Smith.
My deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile.
What about you, bitch?
Chris Rock isn't paying attention to these recent comments from Jada Pinkett Smith.
I wouldn't either.
He's learning new details about the comedian's mindset following Jada's plea for he and Will Smith to reconcile following the Oscar slap.
Yeah, I'm not going to forgive someone for that.
Source tells ET, Chris is currently touring and preparing for a comedy special. And quote, he is not concerned with the Smiths at the moment.
I wouldn't be either. They're losers.
The source adds, quote, Chris is the most genuine person ever. Nothing he does is calculated or phony, and he is not caught up in the Hollywood scene. He is focusing on himself. So,
good. He didn't deserve it. It was a funny joke.
Seems Will and Chris won't be having a sit down anytime soon, despite Jada's message on Red Table Talk.
Now, about Oscar night.
Yeah.
Breaking her silence about the controversy at the Red Table, Jada shares her hope about where the two men can go from here.
My deepest hope.
I've already played this. I don't care. My deepest hope is that people continue to care about me. But this guy is the opposite of needing attention.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves and his girlfriend Alexandra Grant have the look of love in their eyes.
I love how they're just like, she's got gray hair and he's just weird. I love it.
The couple made a rare appearance on Sunday at the Museum of Contemporary Art Gala in Los Angeles.
That is something they would go to. It just sounds like a thing that he would show up to.
Where they were photographed playfully laughing together with Keanu giving off some flirty vibes to his lady.
Yeah.
Who wore a red gown for the date night.
That's good. So they had a good time and they went out.
The actor wore a sharp looking suit with a striped tie and wore his long locks down for the evening.
Oh, wow. He wore a tux. Wow. He's really edgy, that Keanu Reeves, whatever his name is.
Ready for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment. Let's jump into it today with Matthew Morrison because he is clapping back at the accusations that got him fired from So You Think You Can Dance. Recall that one of the show's contestants allegedly accused him of sending inappropriate messages. Well, Matthew took to Instagram to share a video of himself explaining his side of the story with him. The woman claimed NeNe ruined her marriage and had...
And is it about NeNe? A lot of times these news clips, they play things that I've already played. Okay. Johnny Depp would love to remain friends with ex Kate Moss. Yeah, he's just trying to bang it. 856-49-HOPPY.
Valerie Bertinelli is really angry, calling out a new documentary about the death of her ex-husband, rocker Eddie Van Halen.
I bet he never cheated on her.
It's disgusting. That's what Valerie Bertinelli is calling a new documentary about the death of her ex-husband, Eddie Van Halen. She's furiously tweeting about Autopsy Eddie Van Halen, airing on Reels. Van Halen died of throat cancer in 2020 at 65, but the documentary also deals with the rocker's demons.
Looking at his
Okay. Sorry, he had demons. He's famous.
History, I see that Eddie had been battling with another highly addictive substance, and that's cocaine.
Valerie and Eddie's son Wolfgang is also livid, tweeting...
But the thing is, like, your father's drug abuse and alcohol abuse and cheating is what ruined a marriage. We often romanticize the dead. Don't do that.
Disgusting, trying to glamorize someone's death from cancer. Pathetic and heartless.
No, they're just talking about the truth, bruh.
Blank everyone that works on this show, and blank you if you watch it.
You're promoting it, so people will watch it. 856-49-HOPPY.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and let's kick today off with Drake. Yesterday, the internet was in shambles.
Why did he send a text to Millie Bobby Brown?
After a viral clip showed the certified lover boy randomly taking a shot with a fan in Detroit. However, it wasn't Drake's actions that caused people to make this clip do numbers, but more so the fan's lack of response during the whole ordeal. People seemed to be completely thrown off by the lady's calm demeanor as her and Drake casually ordered shots at the bar.
Maybe she just doesn't think celebrities are that big of a deal. Not everyone's like, oh my God.
One person tweeted, it should have been me.
Well, wow, you're weird. If you're under the age of 17, you might like you.
Another wrote that they would have made this look like they were on a date with the way too sexy singer. How would you react if you had the chance to casually throw back a shot with Drake?
I would have every teenager within 100 yards run. And I'm not kidding.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, this following segment was brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.net. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Sign up at FitsAgeFitness.net.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup. Let's jump into it today with Mason Disick.
Why?
Because congratulations are in order to the 12-year-old as he graduated sixth grade.
There's no... Are you serious? Graduating sixth grade? Graduating eighth grade is barely an accomplishment.
His dad, Scott, threw him a party on June 1st to celebrate.
And he graduated seventh grade and eighth grade. Actually, having Scott Disick as a dad, it's good that you graduated anything.
Celebrate the big occasion and took to Instagram stories to post a photo of giant silver balloons that spelled out, yay, Mason passed the sixth grade.
Yeah.
Excellent job, Mason. Sixth grade was a tough one. Yeah. Moving on to Tristan Thompson and Marley Nichols' newborn son, Theo. The adorable
You mean the side chick that had a kid because she's got no redeeming talent?
Month-old enjoyed a day at the San Diego Zoo with his mom on June 1st.
Wow, he took his kid out for a photo op. Wow, he's a good father.
Marley posted a sweet photo of herself, and Theo turned away from the camera to watch the giraffes. She captioned.
He just turned away because he realized his father's a deadbeat and he wanted nothing to do with it. Yeah.
In the pic, can't believe my baby is 6 months old, Theo.
How time flies when your father's deadbeat.
Theo's first time at the zoo, he loved looking at all the animals. Now, we wonder who took that picture. Recall that Marley has full custody of her son, and according to her, Tristan hasn't paid any child support yet.
Yeah, he's a deadbeat. He's a loser. He's literally worth like hundreds of millions. God, he's the worst. Deadbeat dads are the absolute worst. They make all men look bad. Fuck you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money. And like that.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.